Speaking at great length about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban and Udi Imei, as to whether or not Olam Haba and Tchiyas HaMeisim are Hainu Hach, based on the first words of our Gemara, that Hu Kofar B'Tchiyas HaMeisim L'Fichach Ein Lo Chelek B'Olam Haba. I'm paraphrasing, but that's more or less what the Gemara said. Now, we were discussing from different aspects. A few weeks ago we discussed the kashas that the Rambam had asked, why would the guf exist at all if there are no bodily functions, to which we spoke about the terrors. No, it's bedafka there to show that the guf could live without that. The guf could live like Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai, and we spoke about that. Last week, we spoke about the Yad Ramah and his arguments that of course there has to be reward and punishment for the guf because they're involved in the mitzvot. You would ask the question, why should that be? What do you mean, shouldn't it be just isn't the guf just a kli biyad haneshama? So that's where last week we read the teres of the Yad Ramah. We read the mahalach of the Yad Ramah. He gave two explanations why he thought, it was very hard for us to understand, I'm not sure we got to the bottom of it, but the Yad Ramah tried to bring proofs that the guf is different than a regular kli biyad haneshama. Now, I'd like to move on to the Ramban, Teres HaAdam, who himself has another... I believe the Yad Ramah probably had a lot of this in mind, but the Ramban elaborates a little bit more in explaining why he thinks that it's crucial that the guf also continue. That not only the neshama has a chelik in Olam Haba, and he's coming from the following. I'm trying to think where it is on the sheets. I gave you the photocopy. His basic argument is this: two different, unbelievably important arguments. That now he believes that his alus hanefesh al haguf mivateles kochos hagvios. That just like we found, not just simply derech agav, the question is that how could it possibly be that there could be a guf without bodily functions, without eating and drinking and sleeping, b'chulei b'chulei. And we answer, just like Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So it's not just, we have a hecha timtza that the guf could live without these things. But the pshat is, I think what he's describing, b'olam haba, ki'ilu, the goal is that the guf is nizdakeh kolkach, is nizaleh kolkach, is elevated to the point that it's able to be just like Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai, Eliyahu v'chulei. And the Ramban and Udi Imei believe that is a critical part of what our tafkid of the world is, our tafkid of our avoda is to get to that stage. He continues, Mikoheles Rabba Gimel Yudayin, Kikol Asher Yaseh Elokim Hu Yihya LeOlam. By definition, anything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created was really meant to last, whether it were not for the Chet of Adam HaRishon. But what happened? Eliyahu, therefore, Shelo Chata HaRechai LeOlam, Deretzon Elokim B'Maislav Mekayem Osam LeOlam. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu simply, he wants things to be mekuyam, to last. So the Rambam countered back. He said, don't bring many riots on Moshe Rabbeinu and Eliyahu. The achlu v'shasu lefnei hanes u'l'acharav. They had a body because they were eating and drinking beforehand. So there was a chiddush for a given period of time at Har Sinai. It would be a constant in that way. That's what the Rambam argued back. And the Rambam thought that no, it must be because the people, certainly the Hamon, couldn't fathom existence without a Gof. Therefore, they said there must be a Gof. But, however, the Ramban, Udi Imei, they know, no, there is a Gof. Right? There is a Gof, but the Pshat is the Gof is Nis'ala, is elevated to the point of the Neshama. Right? It's not the regular Gof that we had Mitzchila. I'll take it a step further. Okay. Did I mark it off on these sheets? Yeah, this was on page Shinhei, what I just read to you right now. Yeah. Got it? Towards the bottom of Shinhei. You ready? You found it?
Yeah.
And then I think I'm turning the page here. The Shinvav, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is this line? Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah, if you can find what I'm saying, it's probably easier this way. What's that?
Oh, yeah,
this way. This way, it's them, so. So I, the Klei HaGof, right, Yehi Batal Olam HaBav, Ein B'mayisei Elokim Poel Batal. So why, basically answering the Rambam's question. And here's the terrors that he gives. This is all what's very, very fascinating. T-rates. Ki ha'isar bria hazos luzman tchias ha'mesim l'tzorach ha'shimushim ha'nizkarim. Right? They were created. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze b'vitula achakach. I mean, first of all, clearly there is a tchias ha'mesim. Tchias ha'mesim that everyone agrees, even the Rambam agrees, that there is a Gof at that point. Shas Tchias HaMeisim. Shaila is Olam Haba. It says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze b'vitula achakach, so therefore the Pshat is, it gets elevated to the point over time within Olam Haba, where the, again, as we've just pointed out, the Gof is elevated to the level of the Neshama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to continue that. And then the Rambam that's point number one. It wants to continue and elevate it to that level. But then the Ramban goes even more interesting. Fascinating line. A fascinating, fascinating line. Listen to this. The ode, Sheyesh Bitsura Hazos Sodos Amuk. This that we have, this Tsura of a Gof, is quite deep. Sodos Amukim. Then I understand. Then I can understand that it would be nisbatel, just simply, just in order to fulfill a certain mission in our lifetime. No. Rak letzorech gadol letam nichbad ve'osa yisbarach rotze b'kiyumo. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to continue to leave the gof as it persevere. It's not just simply nothing. And again, he repeats the same point. Adam Arishinu Hiroyal Yoskai Lolam Karan Arpan of the Moshe Rabbeinu Ude Pinchas Bishas Racha Kodesh Upon a Baros Galapidim. The idea being that the Guf itself is Niskadesh. Could be Niskadesh. Right? And the Sodos Amukim, which we're going to get back to right now.
When he says that, he refers to Kabbalah.
What's that?
When he says Sodos Amukim,
he does refer to Kabbalah. Right. Which we're going to explain right now with the Darkeinu. As best as we possibly could right now. Obviously, we're not going to go through Kol Kisvei Arizal right now, for whatever reason.
Arizal talks about them?
Yeah, I think so. What? It may come up once or twice, I think. I think so. I think the best way for me to do this right now, I'll try to develop this concept. Develop again. Just simply being that the Nefesh HaChaim is a sefer written very much for this purpose on a level that we could more or less grasp. Right? Obviously, we're not going to go through Kisvei HaRizal right now, for whatever reason. Okay. So I'm going to read right now from Shar Beis Perek Hei of the Nefesh HaChaim, which is simply, I could probably read this from 10 others for him. The Nefesh HaChaim is a classic which is just to the basic. Again, he's defining there the concept of bracha, a bracha in the world, bracha on tefillah. Hani chamisha barchi nafshi keneged mi, well-known Gemara in brachos. Keneged mi arman David, lo arman keneged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, keneged HaNeshama. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, molochol olam kulo, af HaNeshama, molei HaKol HaGof. That's the essence. The essence of that Gemara is comparing the nefesh of the individual and every single person, and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama of the olam. That's a mashal of the Gemara already. Right? Gemara in Brachos Daf Yod. Let's continue. And Chaim Lajan, obviously, just notes, he qualifies this Chalila. I can't say Chalila more times. Those are my words, not Chaim Lajan. Basically, obviously, there's not an exact dimyon between the neshama. It's not exactly the same. That's how he explains here in that parak. Read Ayin Sham, and you'll realize it's not exactly the same. But the Afal Pichein, there is a Tzad Shav. There is a Tzad Hashav. Let's continue. The Zeh She'amru, and this is She'amru in Rosh Hashanah. There's an unbelievable din. The Torah says in the pasuk, Lo Sasuni Ti Klesef Klei Zahav. Okay, you can't make. So the Gemara learns out from there. You can make kol ha-partzufos, klutz mi parts of Adam. You can't make the form of a person. Why? Time with the chsil, sasun iti, and the Gemara darshins, lo sasun osi. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no form. But what? Lo sasun, by forming a person, that gufa is a me'ein of the mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. That's exactly what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Well, very, very well placed. That's how Rav Chaim Balazin continues. I don't know, since you brought that up right now, I wasn't going to go there. I'm just going to read a little bit straighter, but since you brought that up, I'll skip a little bit in his words. It's the end of the parak. Ukimosha amru b'Sanhedrin, lo solom nevlaso, alo eiz kikilas alo kim taloi. Tanya Rav Meir, Maslam Adav Adormel, Shnei Achim Ta'omim, Echa Minu HaMelech, Echa Yosel Listios, Tziva HaMelech B'Tla'u, Kol HaRoya Oso Omer HaMelech Taloi.
But that sounds like it's a din in Jews.
Whether or not this is true for... It's a separate discussion. Whether it may ain't of the same thing. Whether it's the same or not, that's... Chaviv Adam Shenifer B'Tel Chaviv Mitzal Shenifer... That's... We have to analyze that Mishnah carefully. Etc. Keep it selling, looking, where I look. I'm sorry. Right, so that already is giving me. So what's pshat in this bechlal? What's pshat in this bechlal? Since it's this week's parish, I might as well. I thought I'd give a mention to this week's parish before I explain it a little bit.
What the
goof is. This is another example.
Which aspect?
Another example of the same that the goof is.
The
fact that the dimion between our gof and Ki'ilu HaKadosh Baruch.
Okay.
The Gemara on the Pasuk of Olimbi or Dimbo. This is a Gemara in Chulin Daf Tzadi. Unbelievable. Listen to this. Olimbi or Dimbo. How could the bow both be Olimbi or Dim? So Zokt the Gemara on Tzadik Aleph and Beth, I'm sorry. Have olin umistaklin b'diyukno shalmaila, b'yordin umistaklin b'diyukno shalmata. They went up. These malachim saw the same diyuk, the same ki'ilu the face, the same image, above as below. Again, it's a muscle. Again, we have to a chalila of a chalila to believe to act. First Baruch Hu doesn't have a goal. It's one of that one of our Amaminim. The Gemara knows this, and certainly Chaim Volozhin knows. We all know this. But what does it mean? Okay, so this is this being a faith. This week's parsha, I figured, give it an honorable mention. V'lachora yipale. We are, but that what we thought was this in the Shama. Right? Now I'm going further. Huh? V'lachora yipale. There's no who could compare to me.
Well, don't we say someone is sholei? Someone who's sholei at all of our is it's probably
okay, but this is already this is a little bit
therefore
more.
Therefore,
becomes kodesh, but now we're comparing to.
I'm saying the goof maybe then turns into chelik.
I mean, malos and things like that. That already. Om namo inyan kimoshe kasafti shekol hasagot seinu kaviyochol also yisbarach shemo who rak mitzad his chabrus yisbarach leolam. The way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through how he relates to the world. The Seder, Matzav Olamot HaKochos Kulom, Elyonim Datonim Yachad Bechlal, the higher Kochos, the lower Kochos, Mesudorim Kaviyachol Bechol Prateim Kitavnis Komas Adam. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world is compared. There's a rosh, kilo. There's the kilo. The shoulder, the einayim. There's the Akash Baruch Hu here, as we'll talk about. There's the. But I'll explain this more in a second. Who inyan. I'm like b'sidur called Pirkei Evaro v'Gida v'Chol Pirtei Ha'inyanim Shebo v'Sachlusam Echad b'Chaveiro. The same way that all of our limbs our limbs and our gidim sinews they all join together, so too that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'achir the entire world. It's like one big guf. The whole world is one big guf, and for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama. Who inyan shir kuma? That's the language which is used in the Chachmei Kabbalah and in Midrashim. Ayin Eitz Chaim. That's the Arizal. That's already Eitz Chaim. I think we're gonna maybe next week.
What's shir kuma?
Shir kuma.
Shir kuma.
Kuma is the kuma is the standing up. I think it's the mushal. It's the mushal of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to the world of the mushal of a guf. What's that?
More.
Yeah, I think so. Because she's a remez, a cost of a yivro, kim is adam, tzalma, tzalma, melukim. That's the pasuk. Quotes other examples. And he continues to explain. The zehu inyan, this is hagah, in the nefesh ha-chayim there. It's in the parentheses there, right up. The zehu inyan kol ha-te'orim, and his karim ba-tori, lo-lo-lo-lo-v yisbarach. Ayin, Yad, V'regel, V'chayotzi, V'yad Hashem, V'enei Hashem, the Regel, etc. All of these, what's shot in the metaphor? Is it simply a muscle ba'alma? Or Ke'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was relating to us in that way, like through Enei Hashem. Enei Hashem, Al-Kachoba, Mirishas Hashem, Adach Rishana. So Enei Hashem is Heshkachas Hashem, relating just like an Ayin would work. He's saying it's not just simply a borrowed term. It's an exact mushal without. It's not just simply a borrowed term. There's no real guf, but it's gam kein v'chein gam ba'adam enam shemos mushalim glo shehem ba'adam rak l'simin v'remez l'nyanim l'yonim v'nalonim. Similar also at Surah of it happened to show the Hashem. He's saying deep points. We'll hold off with this right now. Okay, but he's saying there's an unbelievable point that what the Ramban is driving at here is that even the guf isn't just simply, okay, we need two hands in order to do certain things. And we need 2 feet to do certain things. We need eyes, we need ears, v'chulei v'chulei. And derech agav, parenthetically, it's a pella, v'marav v'masach Hashem, if you're thinking about it at all, how the body works is beyond belief. Beyond belief, just a few weeks ago, I had a broken toe. This is a pella. You realize how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates us, how the whole body is just so balanced and so... If for no other reason, just Marav Masach Hashem is unbelievable. There's a tshuva of the Ramah discussing there a little bit, learning philosophy. Many were against it, and the Ramah in the tshuva. I was trying to bring it up here on the screen, and I couldn't have it. Right. It depends to a certain degree. Exactly, that's my point. But within, he says, especially he says learning biology. He says there's a tremendous tachlis to it. Why? He says, first of all, if you hold like the Mekubalim at the Shir Kuma, then certainly. But even if you don't go that far, just simply to realize in the flow sabot, basically, is a tremendous thing. He says, oh, if it's in, there's something, there's sodos gedolim in that kuf itself. In both of those terms, whether the simple, the biology itself, or the deeper, what it represents in the entire world, the Shir Kuma is an unbelievable nekuda as well. I figured it would be very kedai to add in here that there is a... we have a Mishnah at Makos. That would be great. Let me see if I have it here. Suvish? Suvish? No. Oh, okay. I'll just do it. I'll just try to do it about that. But there's probably... no coincidence, definitely is no coincidence, that the Gemara says that we know there are Taryag Mitzvos. We know there are Taryag Mitzvos. The Gemara tells us at the end of Torah Tzivalon Moshe, Torah's Gematria is 611 plus Anochi Eloiah. So within that Sugya there, at the end of Makos, it says, why 613? He says, there are 248 mitzvahs asay and 365 mitzvahs los asay. What's the significance of that? A well-known Gemara. 248 mitzvahs asay keneged a bar of shalada. And me'idach, the shasa gidim correspond both to the 365 days of the year, which I'm not interested in talking about this very moment, but also to the Shasagidim. That's what I'm interested in talking about right now, to the 365 sinews, that if you think about that, that is a pella. That's an unbelievable point, which is basically saying that the guf and the mitzvos are hainu hach. The sefer ha-charedim, the whole point of that sefer is to go through ever by ever and show how each mitzvah is shayach to each ever. Very good. And there's numerous farim said any time that a person's chaser in a certain aver, that's because they're chaser the mitzvah in that aver. Right? The two are going together. The aver and the person. So obviously this, the guf isn't just stam heicha. It's more than heicha timso. One has to do that mitzvah, and therefore they need that aver. No, the two go together. The same way the Torah is the way that Kadosh Baruch Hu puts himself into this world, but he puts himself into the guf of this world through our mitzvahs. And there's, I think, much more depth going on there than just simply what happens to need that aver to do that mitzvah. The aver corresponds to that mitzvah and is giving a tremendous chashivos to a certain amount of permanence to that mitzvah itself. To that aver itself, to those avarim and all. So now when the Ramban says, why then do we need a tchiyas ha-mesim, beguf u-v'neshama, and why, especially for Olam Haba, to which he explains that Kadosh Baruch Hu, again, it's, the guf is not just a hechatimsa. The guf is not just a hechatimsa. The guf is, it has a kiyam within itself. And again, his words, the words of the Ramban, as we read before. the words of the Ramban. The words of the Ramban again is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants Bikiyu, Moshe Yeshbo, Sodos, Gedolah. That's what he basically said. One's usually Miyachis as well. There's another sefer. I think some of the scholars have debated whether or not this is truly the Ramban who wrote this. It's a famous Igeres HaKodesh. The Igeres HaKodesh is really about Derech HaChibor Ish V'Ishto. It's about the union between husband and wife, how they should act with Kedusha. The Igeres HaKodesh, the letter of Kodesh. And one of the starting premises, he quotes the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, from elsewhere, that one of the reasons that it's so important to act B'Kedusha, he says, because the Chush HaMishush is a Cherpa Lanu. The entire feeling, all those drives, it's all a Cherpa Lanu. It's all sorts of disgrace. So one has to basically hide it and try to limit it to a certain level, only when, because it's all a disgrace, and therefore we have to do it. We're mukhwach b'kach, b'kiyam hamin, and it's a mitzvah, but it's basically a disgrace. To which the Ramban, it's miuchas the Ramban, and the scholars claim it's not really the Ramban. Whatever it is, it certainly is used in Klal Yisrael.
I think it's another Rishon.
Some say it's not the Ramban, though. But whatever it is, it's probably one of it. Maybe it's one of his Talmidim, I don't know. That his arguments there is that no, it's not a cherpa lanu. Adirabo, by being mekadesh, it gives it a chashivus, it gives it a significance. So the guf itself, and some of the most extreme examples of using the guf, are able to be in this guy.
You shall me about the peros.
Ask us, very famous Yishalmi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take us, Kodesh Baruch Hu will punish us any time we're not nene from various peros, exactly.
So clearly,
Hamah
is not necessarily.
We have to figure out how we find obviously various chazals in different directions. Nozer, Zikri, Kodesh, Yer, Zining. Right, various chazals in various directions. Well,
that's true.
And they all have to be worked out together. But one very much could be very much gets to the nature of how choshev is the guf if they ask mode, or is it just simply a vehicle of maybe these are this now I'm a little bit going a little bit further off field. It could be the reason why the Rambam and the Ramban get to the shita, but the Rambam, as we spoke about at the very beginning, was much more focused on the muskalos and gufa. The muskalos and the understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be first and foremost in the Yigimel Ikarim, which he formulated. Not that anyone's denying them, but just simply as in given. My point is not that people are denying them, but he's stressing them. Right. So for the Rambam, discussing is bringing out the Yigimel Ikarim. As well as the entire Yisodi HaTorah, and again, what we learned at the time, Kol Nefesh, B'inyin Ze'enu HaShama Tzvicha L'Gof El HaDeya She'isiga Baruch Kifi Kocha, thinking that the Iker Nefesh is what's Masig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, we were choker at the time with the B'das HaRam, what that meant, whether that meant a very basic Yud Gimel Ikarim, whether it was based on Lima HaTorah, Shas and Poskim, whether it was based more on the higher levels of philosophy, different schools of what he's referring to there. But whatever it is, it's Moskalos. Whatever it is, Das Hashem, it's Yiras. It's whatever it is, it's knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mash Ein Kain. It's interesting to note that he didn't really stress in there again. I don't mean to say Chalila that the Rambam thinks one doesn't have to do the mitzvahs, and he doesn't give importance to Shmiras HaMitzvahs. Of course he does. But the I'm looking for the line that I'm looking for the line that I brought out. But you'll find it in a second. Good, if not. Oh. That's right. Yeah, he quotes a nefesh and a yodas is bora, but mostly a chacham when he shares in the adashu. A nefesh in a yodas is bora, but mostly a chacham when he carries after yesh beyond the Torah or ma'isim tovim. So the Yad Ramah has a line within that. Torah u'maisim tovim, he's including within that. Torah u'maisim tovim, then the ma'isim shebal. Why should that be nichras? That's why the Yad Ramah is stressing that even the guf themselves should be able to get into Olam Haba. Besides the muskalos, besides the das Hashem, simply the das Hashem, like the shmiras ha-mitzvos, the hands what did the mitzvos, what took the lulav. The guf is what did the tariag mitzvos. So those two should attain Olam Haba. That's why it's critical. And again, what he stressed last week, it's not just the guf is not just a hechsher. Maybe they should all get a chelek in Olam Haba, dehainu al yidei tzchiyas ha-meisim, and the two merge together. One last lot within this. Next, we want to branch off to another area of this machlokas. With that, I'll finish the topic, and then probably move on to tzchiyas ha-meisim. It could be, we have various chazals in the relationship between shmiras, between emunah and mitzvot. Emunah and mitzvot. Mitzad echad, a person who is the Gemara in Chulin, that a mumra level desire is a mumra chalatar akula. Where we get the mashmos of our perek, that a person who doesn't have the yigdal malikarim, anything else is basically worthless. So why is that? What's pshat in this relationship between maybe he could have done other mitzvot? So one way of saying it is that there are no mitzvot because he's not mitzvah, because kilu there was no mitzvah. If there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvot anymore. If you have a distorted version of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's not shayach to be doing the mitzvot anymore because you did them for no reason. It's like not, you did them as a mitzvah of osa. That would be one basic idea. But there is another chazal, the Gemara also at the end of Makos, that Bach HaBakuk v'mida malachas, that the HaBakuk was able basically to get to the essence of all the mitzvos. And what was that? Tzadik b'emun aso yichya. And again, by no means was HaBakuk pattering anybody from doing all the mitzvos. But rather what he was getting at, I believe, was that, and if I remember correctly, the Maral explained the Gemara in this way, that pshat in all of the mitzvos is that through them one gets higiya, one by wearing tefillin and but somehow they lead you to a deeper understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And really the ikkar, which one does the emunah feed the mitzvos, or do the mitzvos feed the emunah? Again, certainly we need both of them, but that maybe would have something to do with this. What's that? That says exactly a mitzvah speed, the emunah. I'm saying these are various chazal that may fit in and somehow in understanding this machlokas between the Rambam, whether it be Torah mitzvahs, emunah and mitzvahs, again, depending what the Rambam refers to there. Is he referring to when he says nefesh hayodas or maseg yas es Hashem? Does that mean in the sense of v'chus yisodei atah, or in the sense of mor nevuchim, or in the sense of shas and poskim? I'll stop it right now. Next, we want to discuss one last angle between the machlokas within this machlokas Rambam Ramban in terms of and the machlokas Rambam Raavad, whether or not one needs to be machadish the olam in order to bring about olam haba.